I'm going to pray.
我们先祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day.
天父，我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you for your goodness and your love in our lives.
我们感谢你在我们生命中的美善，还有你的爱。
We thank you for the way that you care for us.
我们谢谢你，你照顾我们的方式。
That you know everything about us.
你知道我们所有的事情。
And you still love us.
但是你仍然爱我们。
Thank you, Father, for this time together.
谢谢天父我们在一起的时间。
Thank you for blessing your word.
谢谢你祝福你自己的话语。
Giving us ears to hear.
给我们可听的耳朵。
Eyes to see what you are doing.
可见的眼睛让我们看到你的作为。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Lord, I just pray for each one here.
主，我为在座的每一个人祷告。
For a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
给我们知识跟启示的灵。
In the knowledge of you.
让我们能够更认识你。
Opening the eyes of their understanding.
打开我们心灵的眼睛。
So they will know the hope that they've been called to.
所以我们就知道我们呼召的盼望。
And that they will understand.
他们会明白。
Who they are in you.
在你里面我们每一个人是谁。
Holy Spirit, reveal the identity.
圣灵求你启示身份。
That each person has in Jesus today.
我们每一个人在耶稣里面的身份。
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
谢谢主。Amen.
Okay, good morning. And this, I'm Greg Schmidt.
早安，我是 Greg Schmidt.
Schmidt?
你可以说吗？
Pretty German.
是德语。
My wife, Terry.
这是我的太太 Terry.
We've been at IHOP for 6 years and about 10 months.
我们在这个 IHOP 有六年十个月。
We come from Wichita, Kansas.
我们是从堪萨斯州的维奇塔来的。
Southwest of here, about 3 hours.
往西南开三小时的路。
That's a little closer than you guys.
就是比你们近一点。
They come from China.
因为你们是远从中国而来。
We have, oh yeah, we have 4 children.
我们有四个孩子。
They're all older than you guys.
他们都比你们大了。
How many grandchildren do you think we have?
猜猜看，我们有多少孙儿们？
We're close.
12，有人说12，他说接近18个。
18. We have our youngest daughter isn't married yet.
我们最小的女儿还没有结婚。
So that's probably 4 or 5 more.
也许再加上四五个孩子。
So, how long do you think we've been married?
猜猜看我们结婚多久了。
Oh, less than 50. Yeah.
小于五十年。
More than 40. You're pretty good.
四十年以上。四十八年。48.
Close.
46.
四十六年。
6 years.
四十六年。
Super married.
超级婚姻。Oh, 银婚呢。
A what? Super?
Silver.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's married longer than a lot of the people at IHOP have been alive.
Yeah, 就是这个婚姻呀，他们结婚46年嘛，就是比在 IHOP 很多年轻人的年龄还大嘛。比你们都大嘛。
All right. So today, we've been talking about children and parents and grandparents. That's going to play into what we're talking about.
我们刚刚在讲的就是父母还有儿女以及孙辈这些我们等会在讲课的时候都会讲到。
Because we're going to talk about identity.
因为我们要讲的就是身份的问题。
So first of all, let me ask you.
第一，让我问你们。
What is the definition of identity?
请问身份的定义是什么？
Say anything. Give me a definition. Who you are. That's good.
身份的定义就是你是谁。
It's who you are and the characteristics that define you.
还有呢，就是你的个性，你的特质。
So first of all, we're going to talk about our identity in the natural.
第一呢，我们就是要讲我们自然人的一个身份。
Okay, I am Greg. I am 6 foot tall.
他是 Greg, right? 他是六尺高。
I have brown eyes.
他的眼睛是棕色的。
You used to have brown hair.
以前他的头发是棕色的。
I look like my dad somewhat.
他跟他爸爸长得蛮像。
I like to build things.
他喜欢用手做东西。
I like to work out.
他也喜欢运动。
I do not like to go shopping with my wife.
他不喜欢跟他太太去购物。
For clothes. When she's shopping for clothes.
也就是他太太去想要买衣服的时候他不喜欢跟他去。
If they have a recliner where I can sit down and wait, then it's not so bad.
如果在那个店里卖衣服的店里有一个躺椅他可以坐在那边休息的话就还可以。
I can put in my suggestions, but it don't matter.
我可以建议那个店去放这个椅子但是呢没有关系。
So in the natural, that's who Greg is.
所以他的自然人他 Greg 就是这样对不对
So in the natural, I am Terry.
然后这个是 Terry.
I'm 5'8" tall.
他是五尺八寸。
I have blue-green eyes.
还有蓝绿色的眼睛。
I look like my mom.
他跟他妈妈长得像。
I play the keyboard.
他会弹键盘。
I love my grandkids.
他喜欢他的孙儿们。
I like to read.
他喜欢念书。
So in the natural,
所以在自然
that's who I am and the characteristics that define me.
这就是他还有他的一些特质跟他的个性。
So let's think about a baby.
我们想想看一个婴儿。
When a baby is born,
当一个婴儿出生的时候
first of all, the parents name the baby.
第一呢就是父母要给孩子一个名字。
So what are some of your names? Give me some of your names.
请你告诉他你们的名字。
Shout out your name.
就说出来。
Tiffany.
Henry.
Mandy? Okay, your parents named you. It came from the heart. Not really? What did your parents name you then?
应该是中文嘛。
Chinese name.
The popular name.
Your parents named you from their heart, didn't they?
因为他这个父母在给你们命名的时候这个名字是从他们心里面想出来的是吧
So they wanted to identify you.
因为他们呢就要给你的生命要有一个命定对不对
By your name
就是按照你的名字
But also Also、A baby They look like their dad They look like their mom
还有呢就是这个婴孩呢是跟像爸爸或者是像妈妈嘛
For you y'all will have black hair
就是在座我们通通都是黑头发的。他说跟你换。
Some babies have blonde hair, some red hair.
有些是金发的。
They have mom's eyes.
有的是红发的。
They might have mom's eyes.
他也许他有他妈妈的眼睛。
So children typically look like their parents in some fashion.
所以孩子们通常都是或多或少像他们的父母对不对
So a baby is identified by the similarities that he or she has with her parents.
所以呢一个婴儿呢我们来、说他的身份呢就是会说到说他跟他父母长得像不像对吧
Okay, so we're going to have some fun here.
好我们
Go ahead.
我们做一些有趣的事。
Kumyan is going to show us some pictures. Can you all see those? Yeah. Now this is Mama when she was like 4 years old.
Your mom?
Not my mom. She is a mama.
Oh,
okay. A mama.
Okay. 这个是一个妈妈，这是当这个妈妈四岁的时候。
Okay. Okay, Kumyan, I need you back over there to hit the arrow for the next one. That's Mama. And that's her daughter.
这个是那个妈妈的女儿。
They look alike, don't they?
他们是不是很相似呢?
Daughter looks like her mama.
那女儿就是跟长得跟妈妈一样。
Look at those big brown eyes.
有很大的棕色的眼睛。
Next one. Now this is Dad.
这个是爸爸。
Okay, next one. That's his teenage. That's his teenage son.
这是他青少年的儿子。
Tall, skinny.
高高瘦瘦的。
Yeah, his ears, kind of big ears.
大大的耳朵。
Good smile.
啊，很大，很好的微笑。
Looks like his daddy.
就像他爸爸一样。
Next one. Now that's Dad when he, I think he's about six.
这是一个爸爸当他六岁的时候。
Next one. That's his daughter.
这是他的女儿。
Can you look at that?That smile, those eyes, the nose, I mean.
看看那个微笑，他的眼睛跟鼻子是很像。
These kids were made in the image of their parents.
所以这些孩子呢，他们就是按照他父母的形象，对不对？
Okay, next one. That's Dad, I think he's about 6 months old.
这是一个爸爸，这是他六个月大的时候的照片。
Look at those eyes.
看那个眼睛。
Next one. That's his son, about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months old.
这就是他的儿子四五个月大的时候。
Oh, that's so cute.
好可爱。
Now the next couple of them are for fun. They aren't quite as dramatic.
这下面几张呢就没有那么样的戏剧化，但是我们就看得好玩。
But aren't they just cute?
那是不是很可爱呢？
That's Dad on the left.
左边是爸爸。
Son on the right.
右边是他的儿子。
And that's our son and our grandson.
那就是他们的儿子跟他们的孙子。
Yeah, actually, their mama, our daughter-in-law has blonde hair, so...He turned out blonde instead of dark.
所以因为他的媳妇呢是金发的，所以他这个孙子呢也是金发的，不是棕发的。
But you can see some similarities there.
但是你可以看出来是有相似性的。
And the next one.
下一张。
That's Dad. He's about, I don't know, 10.
爸爸十岁的时候。
And the last one. That's his son. Can you see that?
Can you see it? 看得见吗？
That turned out kind of dark. That's our grandson.
这个是他的孙子。
So the first two, go back four. Yeah, go back there. Come on. Another one. Go back to, yeah. So our son is Micah. And our grandson is Gage.
左边那个是他的儿子叫 Micah, 右边那个是他的孙子叫 Gage.
And the next two, that's our son Ryan.
我的儿子 Ryan.
And one more, and that's our grandson, Tayton.
那是他的孙子 Tayton.
Now, okay, we'll put it on hold for a minute there, Kumyan. Tayton there, one day, I hadn't seen them for a while.
我有一阵子没有见到他,有一天。
Tayton was in kindergarten.
这个 Tayton, 他现在是在幼稚园。
And I went to pick them up at school.
我去学校接他。
And Tayton's class was walking single file back into their room.
他的班级呢，孩子们都排成一列，要走回教室。
I was far away.
我在很远的地方。
And I looked at Tayton.
我看着 Tayton.
And I thought I was seeing our son 25 years ago.
我以为我看到我25年前的儿子那个模样。
He was walking like him.
因为他走路的样子像他
Bouncing around like him.
蹦蹦跳跳的也像他
I thought I was seeing Ryan 25 years ago. 30 years ago.
我以为我看到我儿子 Ryan 30年前的模样。
It was just crazy. You felt like you were back in time.
就是很疯狂的，你以为说你已经回到从前的日子。
So that really brings us to our point, how much children look like their parents.
所以这就是我们的重点，就是孩子们多么像他们的父母。
All right, so do you want to do the mirror or do you want to talk? Yeah. So, we're going to have a little fun with you guys here. Who do you look like? Greg's got a mirror here. Just take it, just take it down there.
Yeah.玩一个游戏，我们就有一个镜子。
Pick somebody.
我们选一个人。
Right here in the front row. What's your name? Maren. Look into the mirror.
Maren, 请你看镜子。
You're beautiful.
你好美丽。
Okay.
Amen.
When you see yourself in the mirror,
当你在镜子里看到自己。
Can you see, do you have mom's eyes, dad's nose? What do you have like your parents?
你觉得你看得出来吗？你的五官上面有没有像爸妈的地方？他的眼睛像妈妈。
Mom's eyes. Anything? Ah.
Mary 的妈妈跟他讲说 ,Mary 的嘴巴像爸爸。
All right. Somebody else want to look into our mirror?
来，再请一位同学来照镜子。
Here we go.
淑慧。
Okay, what's your name? Grace. As you look into the mirror,
请你看镜子。
How do you look like your mom and dad?
你觉得跟父母相似的地方在哪里？
mm-hmm.
有爸爸的嘴。
Yeah. How about those cheekbones?
还有你的颧骨呢
？Your mom or your dad？
像妈妈还是像爸爸
？Your mom。
像妈妈。
Ah, wow. All right, one more into the mirror. Here we go. Henry wants in the mirror, Greg.
好，恩琳。
Who do you look like there, Henry?
他的嘴唇像爸爸，哦，像妈妈，嘴唇像妈妈 ，OK， 有爸爸的鼻子，哦 ，especially the ridge of his nose.
He's got this down.
啊，有妈妈的眼睛，哦，还有他。That's eyebrows.
Oh, wow.
That's teeth also. That's all. That's very detailed.
He knows whose image he's been made in.
他知道他像谁，对不对？是按照谁的形象。
Okay. Let's see. So every day we look into the mirror. You get up in the morning.
所以每一天早上我们起来的时候我们照镜子。
And you look at yourself and your hair's a mess and you see yourself in the mirror every day.
因为早上起来的时候看看自己头发是不是乱乱的然后你每天都会照镜子。
Okay, that was in the natural.
这个就是在自然。
So now we're going to talk about the spiritual.
那我们先来讲属灵上面的。
There's two mirrors that we can look into in the spirit.
在灵里面我们有两面镜子可以去看。
God's mirror?
神的镜子。
Or the devil's mirror?
或者是撒旦的镜子。
So our Father has a mirror for you to look into.
我们的父有一个镜子让你看。
To find out who you are.
你发现在那镜子里面发现到你是谁。
To find out what you look like.
也看到说你是你长得像什么样的。
So, do you want to do the mirror? Second Corinthians? Yeah, right. We've got our mirror here. Second Corinthians 3:18.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
If you want to turn to that.
John 3:18 说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Okay, it says that we are beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and we are being transformed.
就是我们敞着脸看见了主的荣光，所以我们就被转换了。
Into the same image.
就变成主的形状。
The image of Jesus is what it's talking about.
就是耶稣的形象。
So when we look into the Word of God,
当我们从神的话语看，
it's like looking into a mirror.
就像我们在照一个面镜子。
The mirror reflects back to you.
这个镜子呢就反射
your image,
你的形象。
So when the word of God reflects back to you,
所以主的话呢就反射给你
your image in Jesus,
你在耶稣里面的形象。
Through his word,
从主的话语、
through his word, God by his spirit,
还有靠着神的灵
identifies us,
就让我告诉我们我们的身份
and tells us who we are as his children.
告诉我们他我们是他的儿女，我们是谁。
All right. So as you meditate in the Word,
当我们在默想神的话语的时候
ask the Holy Spirit who you are.
问圣灵你是谁。
And ask him to reveal to you your identity.
问圣灵来，要圣灵来启示你，你的身份是什么
？For example，
举例来说
，Galatians 3:26， it's real short one here. For you are all sons of God.
Okay, 所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
都是因为信了基督耶稣成为神的儿子。
And then you just pray, Holy Spirit, reveal to me that I am your son or I am your daughter.
所以我们的祷告就是圣灵启示给我们看，我们是你的儿子，我们是你的女儿。
We can know it in our heads.
我们脑袋里知道这个知识
But we want the Holy Spirit to reveal to our heart
但是我们要圣灵启示我们的心
Who we are as children of God
我们是神的儿女我们是谁
Okay, here's another one John 1:12-13
John 1:12-13 Okay. 约翰福音1:12-13凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女这等人不是从血气生的不是从情欲生的也不是从人意生的乃是从神生的
Okay, that says those who were born of God
就是说到是从神生的
are a child of God.
就是神的儿女。
So, each one of you was born of your parents.
我们每一个人都是父母所生。
You're a child of your parents.
你是你父母的孩子。
You look like your parents.
你长得像你的父母。
So you were born of God.
那你是从神生的。
God is your father.
神是你的父。
His Holy Spirit lives in you.
他的圣灵就住在你里面。
And so you look like him.
所以你就像他的样子。
Your spirit man.
你的灵人。
Looks like him.
就是像神。
Any questions so far?
有没有什么问题目前为止。你问我啊。
Okay, we've been made in his image.
我们是按照他的形象所造的。
Another one that's not on the page is Isaiah 43.
以赛亚书四十三章。
Yeah, write it down. Isaiah 43:1.
四十三章一节。他说：“雅各啊，创造你的耶和华；以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说：你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。”
It says the second half says, "I have called you by your name; you are mine."
所以在他这一节的后半段说：“我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。”
So just as parents called you by your name,
就像父母叫你的时候是按你的名字。
Our heavenly Father calls us by His name.
那我们的天父呢，叫我们是按照他的名字。
And He says we belong to Him.
他说我们是属于他的。
Have you ever heard the Father?
你有没有听过父？
Do you know, speak in that inner audible voice? Have you ever heard the inner audible voice of God?
有没有听到在你的里面，在那种里面可以听得见的那种声音，在神对你说话？
Have you ever heard Him just call you by your name?
你有没有听过神叫你的名字？
Yeah, I've heard that inner audible voice, and He just said, Terry.
我就听得到我在我的里面有那个可以听得见的声音叫我的名字 Terry.
So He calls you by your name.
所以他就是用你的名字来叫你。
All right, now we have some scripture references.
我们现在念一些经节哈。
And I think Isabel has assigned some to you.
对，我
to read out loud.
刚刚我请几位同学一起念。
Somebody have 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Yeah, 哥林多后书五章十七节。
Okay, that says, if anybody be in Christ, they are a.
这段就跟我们讲说，如果你是在基督里，你就是 a new creature.
A new creature. You put that on there? Yeah, go ahead. You're a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm a new creature.Colossians 1:27.
哥罗西书一章二十七节。
Who lives in you?
谁是住在我们里面？按照刚刚那个金句。
Christ in me.
耶稣吗？耶稣在我们里面。
It's Jesus in you. That's the image of God in you.
就是神的形象在我们里面。
Okay, Ephesians 1:4.
以弗所书一章四节。
So he says, you are chosen.
所以在这节里面告诉我们说，我们是被拣选的。
It's even better than your natural parents.
是不是比我们自然的父母更好？
Because our natural parents can't choose us.
因为我们自然的父母他不是选我们就。
But the Father says, I want that one.
但是天父就说，我要选这个。
The next one, Ephesians 1:6.
以弗所书一章六节。
Another one, you are accepted. He accepts you.
换句话说，你是被接纳的，父接纳了你。
You're not rejected.
你不是被拒绝的。
Totally accepted.
是完全被接纳的。
Romans 8:37.
罗马书八章三十七节。
Okay, let's see. Oh, I am more than a conqueror.
就是得胜有余。
Jesus was a conqueror, wasn't he?
耶稣是一个得胜者，对不对？
That's who we are, just like Jesus.
我们就是像耶稣一样，是得胜者。
Psalm 139:14.
诗篇139:14。
You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
你的受造是奇妙可畏，是吧？
And the last one, Galatians 3:27.
加拉太书三章二十七节。
I'll get there. As many as of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
穿戴基督。
So when you stand in front of the mirror every day and you put on your clothes for the day,
所以你站在镜子面前，你穿上今天要穿的衣服。
You have put on Jesus.
你就穿戴基督。
So when the Father looks at you,
所以当天父看到你的时候，
He sees Jesus in you.
他看到你里面的耶稣。
You look like His Son.
因为你长得就像他的儿子。
And that's what He sees. He doesn't see your weaknesses. He doesn't say, oh, I don't like you today.
这个就是天父看见的，他不是看到你的弱点，或者他说我今天我不喜欢你。
He loves you as much as He loves Jesus.
他像爱耶稣一样的爱你。
When that blew me away the first time I thought that He about that.
这个就我简直就是要被爆炸了，第一次我听到有这样子的讯息。
Okay, this is who you are.
所以这就是你是谁。
A new creature in Jesus.
在耶稣里面一个新造的物。
When you look into His mirror,
当你照在神的镜子，
He shows you the truth about who you are.
他就反映给你看你是谁的这个真理。
One last scripture, Galatians 2:20.
最后一节在加拉太书二章二十节。
So it's not the old man that lives in me anymore.
所以在我里面活着的不是老我。
It's Jesus who lives in me.
是耶稣住在我里面。
That old man in me died.
那个老我，那个我已经死了。
And I rose up with him.
我与他一起复活。
I'm in him.
我就是在他里面。
He lives in me.
他就活在我里面。
Okay, any questions on that so far? Any comments?
目前为止有问题吗？或者有什么想要发表的？
All right, now there's another mirror.
现在又看另外一面镜子。
The devil's mirror.
这个呢，是撒旦的镜子。
Have you ever been to a carnival?
有没有去过那个，就是游乐场？啊，对，哈哈镜。
They have all kinds of rides and all kinds of games.
在游乐场里面有些云霄飞车啊，有各种的游戏。
You're probably going to stand up here. Have you ever been to a house of mirrors?
有没有去过那个镜子屋，那个镜屋，就是你们刚刚说的哈哈镜屋。
Well, they have mirrors that contort your image.
他们你看到那些哈哈镜的时候，你的形象就被扭曲了，对不对？
You being contorted there? It makes your body look fat or tall or...
把你的身体变得很宽很胖或者是很高很长。
Makes your face all twisted.
然后你的脸呢、yeah. 都歪曲了。
And you laugh.
然后你看觉得好
笑。Yeah, there you go. But when you look in the devil's mirror, it's not too funny.
但是你啊，如果是看撒旦的镜子的话，就没有那么好笑了。
Okay, Kumyan, can you show us Anna? It says Anna photo. Yeah, there, can you see that? Right, she's going to turn down the light so you can see it. This is one of our team members, Anna.
这个是我们组里的一员，她名字叫 Anna.
looking into the devil's mirror.
当他看到他是照撒旦镜子的时候，
you know, it twists her image.
所以他的形象就被扭曲了。
Okay, and skip over to me. Can you see that? There I am, looking into the devil's mirror.
这个是 Terry 当他照撒旦镜子的时候。全部都是扭曲的。
Okay, this would be like Terry getting up in the morning.
这个就像 Terry 早上起来的时候。
Saying things like, I'm rejected, nobody likes me.
他对自己说，我是被拒绝的，没有人喜欢我。
God doesn't love me.
神不爱我。
I'm so ugly, I'm not beautiful.
我好丑陋，我一点都不美。
Nobody wants to be my friend.
没有人要做我的朋友。
God won't talk to me.
神不对我说话。
My life will never change.
我的生命永远都不会改变。
I'm hopeless.
我是毫无希望的。
I'm not good enough.
我不够好。
I will never measure up.
我永远都够不到那个格。
John 8:44 is a scripture about the devil. There's no truth in him.
在约翰福音八章四十四节讲到撒旦的说，在他里面没有真实。
When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources.
当撒旦在讲谎言的时候，这就是他自己的资源。
From his nature.
这就是他自己的个性天性。
For he is a liar and the father of it.
因为他就是谎，他就是说谎的人，而且是说谎之父。
When we believe the devil's lies,
当我们相信撒旦的谎言的时候，
it's like looking into that twisted mirror.
就像你刚刚照的那个扭曲的镜子。
It makes us feel bad about ourselves.
让我们就恨恶自己。
It makes us ashamed.
而且让我们觉得羞愧。
That example is Terry believing the lies.
刚刚的例子就是 Terry 他相信谎言。
Like when she gets up in the morning and she's looking into that contorted mirror.
他早上起来的时候，他所照的是那个扭曲的镜子。
So just think about it for a minute. What are some of the devil's favorite lies to tell us about ourselves?
所以我们花一点时间想一想，撒旦最喜欢对我们所说的谎言有哪一些？
Give me some examples.
请给我们一些例子。 没有人关心我。
Nobody cares about you. What's another one?
还有没有？ 你是失败的。
I'm a loser. That's a big one. Yep.
你丑。
What's that?
You're ugly.
Ugly.
你是丑陋的。
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've had that. I've had all three of them.
我三个都讲过。
Any more lies? You're not good.
你不够好。
You have fear.
你有恐惧。
Like I'm a disappointment.
你是令人失望的，
是吗？ Yeah, you disappoint other people. You've disappointed your parents. Oh yeah, yeah.
你让别人失望，你让你的父母失望。你没有用。You have no value.
Oh, yes.
Stronghold.
Yeah, these are strongholds. They definitely are.
这些都是坚固营垒。
So, what does poor little Terry need to do?
那你觉得可怜的 Terry 该怎么做呢？
Look in God's mirror.
看神的镜子。
So, when I look in God's mirror,
当我照了神的镜子。我现在就照神的镜子，我在学 神的话语。
It says, I'm a new creature.
那镜子跟我说我是一个新造物。
I look like Jesus.
我有耶稣的形象。
I'm totally valuable to the Father.
我对天父来讲是多有价值。
He loves me as much as he loves Jesus.
他爱我如他爱耶稣一般。
I'm a conqueror.
我是一个得胜者。
I have a purpose.
我有一个目的。
I have a destiny.
我也有一个命定。
I have a calling.
我也有一个呼召。
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
我是奇妙受造的。
Wow, I feel a whole lot better.
啊，我觉得好多了。
So do we? What do we believe?
所以我们要信的是什么？
Every one of us has a choice.
我们每一个人都要做一个决定。
Every one of us has a free will.
我们每一个人都有一个自由意志。
God made us that way.
因为神造我们就是如此。
He doesn't want to make robots that have to worship Him.
他不是要造一些机器人来崇拜他。
He wants us to decide to choose Him or the enemy.
他要我们自己来做个决定，是要跟随他还是跟随敌人。
Better we know God,the easier it is to make the choice.
我们如果更知道神，知道神更多，就比较更容易来做选择。
I thought about this one day.
我有一天这样想。
Why would I pick the enemy who hates me?
我为什么要选那个恨我的敌人呢？
Wants to beat me up.
要把我击倒。
Kick me.
踢我。
Push me into the mud.
把我压在泥里。
And then laugh at me for eternity.
然后永恒的在嘲笑我。
In the pit of hell.
在那地狱里面。
Or choose God.
或者是我要选择神。
Who loves me.
爱我的那位。
Who can give me heaven for eternity.
会把天堂给我当作永恒。
And there'll never be any tears.
在那里没有任何的眼泪。
I'll never have to be sad.
我再也不需要悲哀。
I'll be full of the joy of the Lord.
我充满神的喜乐
For eternity,
永恒的
You have to be brain dead to pick the wrong one.
除非你是脑死的人你才会去选错的对不对
So every day we have a choice to make.
所以每一天我们都要做一个决定
When you look in the mirror in the morning,
当早上照镜子的时候
Are you going to choose?
你要选择
Oh, I am so ugly.
你要选择我好丑啊
Or I'm a beautifulDaughter in the eyes of my father.
或者你说我在天父的眼中是美丽的女儿。
Or am I going to choose? I have no value. I can't do anything.
或者你要选择说我一点价值都没有，我什么都不会做。
Or the God has given me a purpose and a destiny.
或者你说神给我一个命定，给我一个目的。
That I will walk out.
这我可以行在其中的。
It will affect people in my life.
并且会影响我生命中的别人。
I have great value.
我有很大的价值。
Mm-hmm. Or, what's another lie? Oh, nobody loves me today.
啊，另外一个谎言就是今天没有人爱我。
Or, Jesus loves me totally.
或者你要选耶稣完全的爱我。
So we see every day we have to make these choices.
所以我们就看到每一天我们都要做选择。
We have to break agreement with the lie.
我们要打破去同意那个谎言。
I don't agree that I am ugly.
我不同意，我不是丑陋的。
I agree that I'm a beautiful child of God.
我同意我是神美丽的孩子。
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我的受造是大可畏和奇妙的。
I don't agree with the lie that I have no value.
我不像那个谎言说我毫无价值，我不同意它。
I am a special creation of God with a purpose.
我是神特别的一个创造，是有目的的。
So you see, every day we have to make these choices.
所以你看，每一天我们都要做这些选择。
Break agreement with the devil's lies.
打破同意撒旦的谎言。
And agree with the truth.
向真理赞同。
I just had one Bible example of Gideon.
在圣经里面有一个例子，就是基甸。
Judges chapter 6.
在士师记第六章。
What was Gideon doing when he, when the angel found him?
当天使发现基甸的时候，他正在做什么？
Yeah, what's the word? He was in a wine press.
他在榨酒，酒榨那里。
Which is a very small place.
这是一个小小的地方。
And he was threshing wheat.
他在那个酒榨的地方呢，在打谷。
But he was hiding from the enemy because he was afraid.
因为他害怕的原因，所以他躲藏敌人。
And the angel says,
但是
go ahead.
天使对他说
The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
说神与你同在，大能的勇士。
Gideon was afraid. He didn't know he was a mighty man of valor.
基甸他是很害怕，他自己不知道他是一个大能的勇士。
But the angel called out his identity.
但是这个天使呢，就把他的身份叫出来。
And he went on to defeat the Midianites with 300 men.
他之后呢，就率领300人击败了米甸人。
Because he now knew his identity.
因为他现在知道了他自己的身份是什么。
If he never knew his identity, he would have stayed in the wine press afraid.
如果他从来都不知道他自己的身份是什么的话，他就是一直会待在那酒榨的地方，充满害怕。
All right, so that's what we want to do today is, oh, there's one more story we have to tell.
还有另外一个故事。
Okay,
come in.
We need Nicholas.
There, that's it. Can you turn the lights? That's the one.
Have you ever seen him?
How many people have seen him before?
有没有人见过这个 Nicholas 这个人？
Okay, great.
There.
No legs, no arms.
他没有手，没有双手，也没有双脚。
Really had a reason to be rejected.
所以他如果是被拒绝是有原因的，是吧？
And feel sorry for himself.
或者他也可以自怜。
He was born this way, without arms and legs.
他出生就是这样子的，没有双手双脚。
Which caused other kids to tease him.
所以呢，其他孩子就会讥讽他。
And put him down because he was different.
或者就是藐视他，因为他不一样。
He was very depressed and felt hopeless.
他非常的沮丧，觉得没有希望。
At the age of 8, he wanted to kill himself.
所以八岁的时候，他想要自杀。
But he didn't do it because he realized how much his parents loved him.
他没有这样做，因为他了解到父母很爱他。
When he was 15 years old,
当他15岁的时候，
he was born again,
他就重生，
and started to trust the Lord.
开始信任主。
From the word, he came to know his identity.
从神的话语里面，他知道了自己的身份。
Putting the word in.
就是
He was a child of God.
所以就从神的话语知道说他是神的儿子。
An ambassador of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
是万主之主万王之王的使者。
That Jesus loved him.
耶稣爱他。
That he was a miracle of God.
他是神造的一个奇迹。
An overcomer.
而且是一个得胜者。
Today he speaks all over the world.
今天他在全世界演讲。
Preaching the gospel and telling people about Jesus.
传福音跟别人说耶稣。传讲耶稣。
Nicholas no longer believes the lie that he doesn't measure up.
所以 Nicholas 他再也不相信他是不够格的那个谎言。
This young man swims.
这个年轻人会游泳。
Surfs.
而且他还会滑水。
Plays golf,
还会打高尔夫球
parachutes out of airplanes,
而且他会从那个飞机上跳降落伞下来
and many other things,
还有其他很多的事情
He is married and has a beautiful wife,
他已成婚了有一个美丽的妻子
and two sons,
有两个儿子，他的太太是一个日本人。
Has two sons and they are not adopted.
他是自己生的两个孩子，不是去领养的。
He is a true overcomer in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里面，他是真的一个得胜者。
You know, if anybody had a reason to believe the lies, he did.
如果任何人有理由要相信谎言的话，他就有很多的理由。
I mean, he looked in that mirror every morning.
因为他每天早上都照这个镜子。
So、he had no arms, he had no legs.
没有手也没有脚。
And the devil just played on that.
那撒旦呢，就照着这个缺点来玩弄他。
But Jesus made all the difference in his life.
但是耶稣呢，在他生命里面就造成很大的不一样。
He's a great example.
这个就是一个很好的例子。
Of what it means to choose the truth.
是选择真理是什么意义。
And not believe the lies.
不要相信谎言。
So our question for you today is, what mirror are you looking into?
所以今天我要问你一个问题，就是你照的是哪个镜子？
Are you believing the devil's lies?
你相信撒旦的谎言吗？
Or the Father's truth?
还是天父的真理？
So just examine your heart right now.
现在就请你们自己检视你的心。
And ask the Holy Spirit,
向圣灵求。
For any lie that you are believing about yourself.
你对你自己是不是有相信任何的谎言，求圣灵来显示。
You know that if we believe a lie.
你知道如果我们相信一个谎言的时候。
Over and over and over.
并且是一再一再的去相信它。
It becomes a part of us.
就变成你的一部分了。
And so, yeah.You could say, well, I am ugly because I'd never smile because I'm depressed.
对，你可以说我确实很丑陋，因为我从来都不微笑，因为我很沮丧。
That's what you're going to see.
那你这就是你看到的。
So we have to break agreement with the lie.
所以我们要打破跟谎言赞同。
Believe what God says about us.
要相信神说我们是怎么样的。
He sees us as beautiful.
他看我们说我们是美丽的。
He is the highest, the king of the universe.
他是至高的，是宇宙的
君王。Maker of all things.
而且是创造一切万有的。
He made us.
他创造了我们。
He says you're beautiful.
他说你是美丽的。
Who cares what everybody else says?
那你在乎别人说什么吗？
So we need to change it and start believing it.
所以我们要改变，我们要开始来相信。
So it becomes part of us.
所以这个真理就变成我们的一部分。
Could we have some music?
我们现在放一点音乐。
Kamyon is looking for somebody. Okay, as she comes to play.Just something soft, it's fine. Just sit before the Lord for a minute.
我们现在请安人帮我们弹一些柔和的音乐，然后我们坐在主的面前。
And ask the Holy Spirit for any lie that you're believing about yourself.
我们问圣灵，是不是有一些谎言，我们相信那些谎言是说你自己的。
Let's just sit here for a couple of minutes.
就在这边坐一下。
And talk to the Lord.
与神对话。
So Lord, I thank you now that you are revealing to each one of us here any lie. Lord, highlight one thing to each person, Lord.So right now, why don't you just tell the Lord that you break agreement with that lie?
求主你来让我们看见有一件事情是我们相信对自己的谎言的。那我们，你得到启示以后，就把这个谎言打破，不要再相信它，不要赞同它。
And then declare,
那你现在宣告
over yourself what the truth is.
向自己宣告真理是什么。
So Lord, we thank you that you are showing each person here the truth about who you say they are.
主，我们感谢你对我们在座每一个人都显示出你说他们是谁。
So right now, just sit and let the Lord minister to you, and we're going to declare over you the truth about what the Lord says.
所以我们现在就静坐在这边，然后我会宣告，用主的话语来向你们宣告。
The Lord says,
主说，
You are the focus of your Father's love.
你就是你天父爱的重点焦距。
He takes pleasure in who you are.
他喜悦你。
Just think on these things as I come over you.
我在宣告的时候就请你们想这些事。
His eye is upon you.
他的眼光注目你。
You are the apple of his eye.
你是他眼中的瞳仁。
He takes away all your shame.
他把你所有的羞耻都挪开。
You are the one Jesus loves.
你就是那耶稣所爱的那位。
You are his favorite.
你是他最喜爱的那位。
You are the delight of his heart.
你是他心里的喜悦。
Your father's opinion about you is the only opinion that matters.
唯一能够你要注意的就是天父对你的想法，只有他的想法算数。
He is your Abba Father.
他是你的阿爸父。
You have received an eternal inheritance.
你已经接受了一个永恒的产业。
Because you are his child.
因为你是他的孩子。
Nothing can ever separate you.
没有任何事情，没有任何事情可以分隔你和父。
From the love of your Father God,
不能分隔天父对你的爱，
which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个爱就是在耶稣基督里的。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
That we are your children.
我们是你的孩子。
That we walk in fullness of life.
我们行在生命的圆满当中。
That we have the mind of Christ.
我们有耶稣的心。
That we are new creations in Christ.
在基督里面，我们是新造物。
Born again and filled with the Spirit of God.
我们是重生的，并且有圣灵充满。
Thank you, Father, for who we are.
天父，为我们是谁感谢你。
Thank you for helping us to recognize the enemy's lies when he comes against us.
谢谢你让我们看到当敌人来攻击我们的时候，我们可以看出他的谎言。
That we will know the truth.
我们会知道真理。
And be set free.
我们就得释放，得自由。
From the lies of the enemy.
再也不受敌人的谎言所辖制。
Thank you for your goodness in our lives.
谢谢你在我们生命中的美善。
That we can look to you at any time.
我们在任何时候都可以来注视你。
That you will help us.
你就会帮助我们。
As we wait upon you.
当我们等候你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
So I just want to encourage you every day when you hear those lies or you feel those negative feelings about yourself to stop, say no, and declare the truth over yourself. And sometimes it takes it's a fight sometimes, especially when you're just starting. And you've never recognized the lies you've believed before. Oh, I'm sorry.
我就是要鼓励大家，就是每一天，当你如果有听到这个敌人的谎言，你有一些负面情绪的影响，还有你心里有一些负面的思维的时候，我就是要鼓励你用神的真理来抵抗它，不要相信这个谎言。
Just stand in your authority.
就是掌你的权柄。
Say no to the lies.
对谎言说不。
Declare the truth.
然后宣告真理。
Even if you have to, every 10 minutes.
即使你必须每十分钟都要做一次的话。
But pretty soon that lie will disappear.
很快的，这个谎言就会离开。
And you will be strong in the truth.
你就会在真理里面坚强。
So I think we have about 5 more minutes. If there's anybody that just needs special prayer over your identity, we can pray with you. I think we're supposed to be done at 4:45. So I only have about 5 minutes to pray, but if you just think you really want somebody to agree with you.
Okay, 我们现在还剩五分钟的时间，那有同学觉得说要一个特别的祷告，尤其是对你的身份方面的，需要有一个特别的祷告的话，可以出来，我们就，他会为大家祷告。
Bless you all, we enjoyed it tremendously.
祝福你们，我们很享受跟你们在一起的时间。